and the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived, and bare Jacob the fifth son. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. And it shall come to pass in the increase, that ye shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own, for seed of the field, and for your food, and for them of your households, and for food for your little ones. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of the priests only, which became not Pharaoh's. And he shall make amends for the harm that he hath done in the holy thing, and shall add the fifth part thereto, and give it unto the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. Or all that about which he hath sworn falsely, he shall even restore it in the principal, and shall add the fifth part more thereto, and give it unto him to whom it appertaineth in the day of his trespass offering. And in the fifth year shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am the Lord your God. And if a man eat of the holy thing unwittingly, then he shall put the fifth part thereof unto it, and shall give it unto the priest with the holy thing. But if he will at all redeem it, then he shall add a fifth part thereof unto thy estimation. And if he that sanctified it will redeem his house, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of thy estimation unto it, and it shall be his. And if he that sanctified the field will in any wise redeem it, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of thy estimation unto it, and it shall be assured to him. And if it be of an unclean beast, then he shall redeem it according to thine estimation, and shall add a fifth part of it thereto. Or if it be not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to thy estimation. And if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. Then they shall confess their sin which they have done, and he shall recompense his trespass with the principal thereof, and add unto it the fifth part thereof, and give it unto him against whom he hath trespassed. On the fifth day, Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai, prince of the children of Simeon, did offer. And on the fifth day, 9 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without spot. And Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of the Lord, and died there, in the 40th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the first day of the 5th month. And the 5th lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families. And he rose early in the morning on the 5th day to depart. And the damsel's father said, Comfort thine heart, I pray thee. And they tarried until afternoon, and they did eat both of them. Howbeit he refused to turn aside. Wherefore Abner with the hinder end of the spear smote him under the 5th rib, that the spear came out behind him, and he fell down there and died in the same place. And it came to pass that as many as came to the place where Asahel fell down and died stood still. And the 4th Adonijah the son of Haggith, and the 5th Shephatiah the son of Abital. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him quietly, and smote him there under the 5th rib, that he died, for the blood of Asahel his brother. And they came thither into the midst of the house, as though they would have fetched wheat, and they smote him under the 5th rib, and Rechab and Baanah his brother escaped. But Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand. So he smote him therewith in the 5th rib, and shed out his bowels to the ground, and struck him not again, and he died. So Joab and Abishai his brother pursued after Sheba the son of Bichri. And for the entering of the oracle he made doors of olive tree. The lintel and side posts were a fifth part of the wall. And it came to pass in the 5th year of King Rehoboam, that Shishak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem, And in the fifth year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Jehoshaphat being then king of Judah, Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began to reign. And in the fifth month, on the seventh day of the month, which is the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, Nethaneel the fourth, Radai the fifth, Shephatiah of Abital the sixth, Ithream by Eglah his wife, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the fifth to Nethaniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Elioinai the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, and Sachar the fourth, and Nethaneel the fifth. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shemhath the Izrahite, and in his course were 24,000. And it came to pass that in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, because they had transgressed against the Lord. And he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner the fifth time with an open letter in his hand. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah the son of Josiah king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. And it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah king of Judah, in the 4th year, and in the 5th month, that Hananiah the son of Azur the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, And it came to pass in the 5th year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah, in the 9th month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem, and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem. Now in the 5th month, in the 10th day of the month, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, which served the king of Babylon, into Jerusalem, and burned. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Kibar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. In the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, and it came to pass in the 6th year, in the 6th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I sat in mine house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell there upon me. And it came to pass in the 7th year, in the 5th month, the 10th day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord, and sat before me. And it came to pass in the 12th year of our captivity, in the 10th month, in the 5th day of the month, that one that had escaped out of Jerusalem came unto me, saying, The city is smitten. And to speak unto the priests which were in the house of the Lord of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, Should I weep in the 5th month, separating myself as I have done these so many years? Speak unto all the people of the land, and to the priests, saying, When ye fasted and mourned in the 5th and 7th month, even those 70 years, did ye at all fast unto me, even to me? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, The fast of the 4th month, and the fast of the 5th, and the fast of the 7th, and the fast of the 10th, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore love the truth and peace. And when he'd opened the 5th seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And the 5th angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain and blood. The fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst,